Julie McCoy, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It seems like you put your summer to pretty good use. Can you tell us what you did?
This summer I went to France, spent most of my time in Paris, and I went to a wedding.
Was this your first time in France?
No, it was not. In 2005 and 2006, I spent a year as a nanny or an au pair in France, and part of the time I spent with a family called the Demade, that was their last name, and I spent 3 months with them. And so throughout the years, I've went back to be their nanny and then also to do some travel. So this summer, I went to go specifically for a wedding.
What made you decide to become a nanny?
I worked really hard in high school, and I thought that if I went straight into college, I would be burnt out and didn't think I would do my best. So I had read a book about people in England that take gap years, and it sounded really interesting. And I read about a girl who went to Austria and was a nanny, and I thought that sounded awesome. So I looked up about how to become a nanny, and you have to go to a place that speaks a language that's not your own. So I took a year in French in high school, and I thought that would be an awesome place to go, so I found it.
Yeah, you don't hear about Americans taking gap years so much, but they definitely do it a lot in other countries. Are you glad that you did that?
It was an awesome experience. I learned so much before I went to college. It gave me real life experience and living away from home, and just something that now I have a passion for France, and I would never have had that, and great opportunities that I never would have had before.
Did being a nanny inspire you to become a teacher then?
I had already liked kids and thought I wanted to be a teacher, so it just kind of solidified my idea because I worked with kids and got to see them in a different culture and realized that no matter where you're at, kids are pretty much the same.
You know, you mentioned that this wasn't your first French wedding. I think you said earlier that French weddings have become a little bit of a hobby for you. Can you talk about why you enjoy French weddings so much and maybe how they compare with American weddings?
First time I went to a French wedding was in 2009. The oldest brother had gotten married, and he got married while I was there as their nanny. So I went and just realized it was like the best experience of my life. And they have 8 kids, and I joke that I'm going to go to all of them. And so this was my 3rd. But French weddings are just a lot of fun. If you watch the wedding with Princess Kate and all the people had their hats on, that's exactly how the French weddings were. And they start early. They always have to have a civil wedding before with the mayor. Then you go back and get ready and get your dresses on and your hats. And then you take family photos. And then around 2 or 3, you go to the full mass and the beautiful churches. And they don't have bridesmaids and groomsmen like we do. And then after the wedding, there's an hour or more of cocktails and awesome, awesome food. And then around 8, you eat dinner. And then the big difference between French weddings and American weddings is the speeches. We have like 1 speech from the best man and the maid of honor, but they have 6 speeches. It takes hours. And then after that, you start dancing, and that's usually around 11. And then it's dancing the whole night, and it's awesome. So usually dancing from 11 to 5 in the morning.
And do you apply your experiences in France to your classroom?
I do. I like to talk about the world just because I like to travel and things. So some classrooms have themes. You might hear teachers doing that. My classroom theme is the world. And so with a high focus on France, and so I have like French decorations up, you know, some Eiffel Tower things. And then when we count, we count in French too, just to make it a little bit more fun. And the kids like to hear about that, and they see France in movies, so they like to talk about it. And so I just try to add that element in.
And say there's a high school student out there who maybe they're not sure about whether they should go to college or they should take a gap year. What kind of advice would you give to them?
I think if you're considering it all, you should do it, because it was just a great experience for me. I could have maybe changed my mind and realized I didn't want to teach. I mean, but like I said, it helped me realize that it was what I wanted. And I think the really good reason I like to do it is I know some people can do study abroad trips, but this I was actually like living with a family. And so I got to actually see their culture, not just as a tourist or not just like from the college point of view, but like actually how they live. And I just think it opened my eyes a lot.
Julie McCoy, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.